Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Every year, the U.S. Small Business Administration holds an awards program during National Small Business Week, which this year is coming May 5th through 11th. Nominations are being accepted right now, but time is running out because the deadline is only 6 days away, January 9th. Savannah Wilburn is the Public Information Officer with the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Savannah, welcome.
Thank you so much, Mike. Happy to be here.
So tell us about this awards program. It's always in the spring every year.
Correct, yeah.
And the awards categories are what?
There's approximately 12 awards categories, but our main national award categories are going to be your Small Business Person of the Year, the Small Business Exporter of the Year, and the Phoenix Awards for Disaster Recovery, so any businesses that were affected by Hurricane Florence. The Federal Procurement Awards, including the Small Business Prime Contractor of the Year, and our Small Business Development Center of the Year. And then we also have 5 state awards as well, including Young Entrepreneur of the Year, Female Small Business Person of the Year, Minority Small Business Person of the Year, Veteran Small Business Person of the Year, and Rural Owned Small Business Person.
And are they all announced during that 1 week?
They are. They're usually announced a little bit before, but they're celebrated during that week. And then our awards luncheon is actually going to be on May 1st. It's called the Salute to Small Business, and they will get their awards and receive recognition at that award ceremony.
And that will be here in Columbia?
Correct, at the Columbia Convention Center.
And so what are the guidelines for those who want to try and get theirs in the next 6 days?
So there's a bunch of different guidelines depending on which award you're going for. Our state awards, the main requirement would be that you have to be in business for at least 3 years. And we'd also like you to have some sort of SBA assistance, whether that's an SBA loan, you receive counseling from our resource partners such as the Small Business Development Center and SCORE, and also that you received any contracting certifications.
And how does one submit their application?
We'd actually like for those awards to be either mailed or hand-delivered to the SBA district office. And that address is 1835 Assembly Street, Suite 1425. And if you could put Attention Savannah Wilburn, that would be great, so that I know that I have received that awards nomination package.
Talk about what all an award winner will receive.
So they will receive a really nice award from the South Carolina District Office. They will also receive tons of recognition through local media. They will be featured as an award winner at the South Carolina Salute to Small Business Awards Luncheon. And we usually have about 300 attendees at that awards luncheon. So it's a really big event for South Carolina, and it's to celebrate our small business owners that are successful within the state and also within the country.
And if they go to the national level, what do they receive?
They will be recognized in D.C., so they get to fly out to D.C. with their family as well. And they do a really nice video on them, and they feature it on their Twitter page, the SBA website. So they're going to receive a lot of recognition for that. And we actually had an award winner last year that received a national award, which was Forest Lake Drapery. They received the Phoenix Award for Disaster Assistance. And the administrator actually came out to South Carolina to visit Forest Lake Drapery. And Governor McMaster came out as well. And we had congressmen, the mayor, everybody was out there. It was a really great event. And they were just celebrated because they were a national award winner.
So I'm assuming that the state winners all across the country, including here in South Carolina, are announced first. And then there's another round of competition before they can possibly make it all the way to the national level?
Correct. The state award winners will be announced around April timeframe. And then shortly after, the region will select a winner for the Young Entrepreneur of the Year and the Rural Small Business Person of the Year. And then our other awards, our national award categories, such as the Small Business Person of the Year, Small Exporter of the Year, the Small Business Development Center of the Year, those will go on to the national level and they will be announced closer to the Small Business Week.
Savannah, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Savannah Wilburn is the Public Information Officer for the South Carolina District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration. We will have a link to her office posted at our webpage so you can learn more, as well as a link to the Small Business Awards Program. Remember that deadline to submit your entry, January 9th. And our web address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.